Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is the one-year Bible reading for June 11th. Acts chapter 7, verse 51, down through chapter 8, verse 13. You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always... By the way, this is, the message that Stephen was proclaiming. Let me start again on Acts chapter 7, verse 51. You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did. So do you. Which of the prophets did not your fathers persecute? And they killed those who foretold the coming of the Just One, of whom you now have become the betrayers and murderers, who have received the law by the direction of angels and have not kept it. When they, the council, heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed at him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing at the right hand of God, and said, Look, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears, and ran at him with one accord. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. And they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, Lord, do not charge them with this sin. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Now Saul was consenting to his death. At that time a great persecution arose against the church which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. And devout men carried Stephen to his burial, and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering every house and dragging off men and women, committing them to prison. Therefore those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ to them. And the multitudes with one accord heeded the things spoken by Philip, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many who were possessed, and many who were paralyzed and lame were healed. And there was great joy in that city. But there was a certain man called Simon, who previously practiced sorcery in the city, and astonished the people of Samaria, claiming that he was someone great, to whom they all gave heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, This man is the great power of God. And they heeded him because he had astonished them with his sorceries for a long time. But when they believed Philip as he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, both men and women were baptized. Then Simon himself also believed. And when he was baptized, he continued with Philip, and was amazed, seeing the miracles and signs which were done. Psalm 129, verses 1 through 8, A Song of Ascent. Many a time they have afflicted me from my youth. Let Israel now say, Many a time they have afflicted me from my youth, yet they have not prevailed against me. The plowers plowed on my back, they made their furrows long. The Lord is righteous, he has cut in pieces the cords of the wicked. Let all those who hate Zion be put to shame and turned back. Let them be as the grass on the hilltops, which withers before it grows up, with which the reaper does not fill his hand, nor he who binds sheaf his arms. Let those who pass by them say, The blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. And Proverbs 17, verse 1, Better is a dry morsel with quietness than a house full of feasting with strife. And that's the reading for June 11th. And let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for your word. Your word is that which lights our pathway, which illuminates our inner being so that we can have that assurance, Lord, that our name is written in glory and that we look forward to that wonderful heaven when all of the trials and the temptations and this pain that we experience in this life will be passed away, and we will know that wonderful presence of God in the fullness of the Spirit. I pray that even now we might have a foretaste of that heaven which is to come. Give assurance to those that are going through the valley of the shadow of death right now, Lord. Might they be lifted up and set on a firm foundation, which is the Word of God. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.